ZLK Mobile.
You on your way home or on your way to work?
To work. Rusty, how are you?
Oh, not bad. Not bad for a Friday afternoon. And, you stay dry yesterday?
Hour and a half I got dumped on, but then it cleared up and I dried out, so it wasn't too bad. I had a pretty good rain jacket on. Fortunately, it didn't last all night long.
Yeah, I was wondering about you being on that road last night and all of that stuff yesterday evening, so it was kind of on the nasty side, as they say.
A few of those nights lately.
Yep, and I'm glad it didn't, because that's, I'll tell you what, that lightning was popping all around me last night.
When I was in the truck, it wasn't so pretty when I was standing out in the water. but I've had to deal with that my whole career, and you just kind of, well, sometimes I can ignore it and not worry about it. I figure if I see the flash, I'm okay. So otherwise, if I got hit, I wouldn't even know it. I try not to, you know, when the thunder happens, I try not to duck because I already know it's too late. I've already seen the flash.
Yep, that's about the size of it. Well, by the time you hear the thunder, it's too late because it's already gone by. Anyway, well, good to hear you on the air and all. So what runs you running? Are you still running that trip between here and Atlanta and back?
I go in, start now, or 5:30. I make a pickup at Granger down in Fountain Inn, and I take those two trailers to Spartanburg, and they sort them up there, and then I come back to Greenville and take our loads down to Atlanta, and then come back up with something for Greenville from Atlanta.
Pick up the stuff at Granger and then bring it to Spartanburg instead of over there at the big terminal in Greenville.
Well, Spartanburg has a bigger terminal, and they can process more volume than we can. We're way over our limit.
The one that's right out there on alongside of 85 over there in Greenville?
That was the UPS Freight, which is now T-Force. UPS sold the freight division. We're two separate divisions.
Ah, okay. So y'all don't do the freight anymore. Well, you know, that can be a good thing or it can be a bad thing. Just depends upon how things are, you know?
UPS kept those separate anyway. I couldn't pick up their stuff. They couldn't pick up my stuff. They picked up palletized stuff that it shipped all the way on pallets. And I would pick up pallets, but they have to hand unload them when they get back to our building because we don't have a way of processing pallets.
All right. I think I understand a little better now. And yeah, I've seen the facility over here off of Pine Street and off of Howard Street over here in Spartanburg. It's a pretty good size one. I've gone there and picked up stuff and dropped off stuff there before myself.
They've outgrown that, too. I remember when they put a big addition in there. First time I ever went there, it was a lot smaller. But they've outgrown there. Every place I've ever been to, except we got a new place down in Atlanta they call the Smart Hub. They finally have enough property, at least for the next several years, and it's a humongous building, but everywhere else is just packed in and overflowing.
Well, are they doing something to that Spartanburg facility to increase the size of it?
A whole other building section, but that's been a good 15 years ago, I think, 15, 20 years ago. But now there is no room in the parking lot. And in fact, when I was going up there during the Christmas season, I mean, you could barely move around in there.
I was going to say, you guys get busy like that. I wonder how you get in and out of some of those terminals with those big trucks like that.
And one at a time, and they try to always have at least one lane of travel all the way around the building so that somebody can get around, fire trucks can get around and all that.
But at least they're trying to do something about it. I'm surprised they don't have a traffic cop out there directing traffic around those buildings when it's the seasonal things.
Managers out there, and they were directing people, and we have a lot more contractors pulling loads for the extra loads too. So there was a lot of those guys in there with their bigger tractors taking up more room.
And when you get into that area, you got to have You got to have the bigger rigs sometimes. And is yours one of the ones that runs off of natural gas? I think I've seen several of the UPS tractor units that say runs on natural gas.
I think Columbia might have some, but usually those are in the bigger hubs, like Columbia, Greensboro, Atlanta. None of the smaller places have natural gas because we don't have any way of, don't have the storage facility to, you know, or the room to put the pumps.
Where those come out, because I've seen them on, when I've been on the road headed somewhere, I have seen the tractors pulling the trailers that all have the notice on the side of the trailer, on the side of the tractor that says this vehicle runs on natural gas. And have you ever driven one of those?
I've driven them, but I've talked to some of the guys that have, and they say that they're very similar. It's very similar. They're, all the tractors are governed. And you start pulling a heavy enough load, even going up hills, they all struggle, it seems like. It's just the nature of it. So it's probably very similar.
I've seen them when I've been making the trip back and forth to Florida when I go down to visit my sister. If I have to go down somewhere in the lower part, in the middle part of the state to do one of these property inspections that I do for a company, I've seen those trucks on the road, so... Anyway, well, sounds like you're going to have a busy evening this evening.
Yeah, it's the same. I mean, I make the same pickup, pull the same loads. Fridays I'll get done a little bit earlier. We don't ship as much volume out on Friday nights, so I get to leave a little bit earlier. And I usually get back maybe a couple hours earlier than I do the other days of the week. So I'll still get 9 or 10 hours, well, maybe 9 hours.
What's your usual run time from what, 6 till whatever?
Getting paid at 5:30, and this morning I punched out at 7 in the morning. So it's usually 6:30, 7:30. 7:30 is the latest I'm supposed to go. Saturday mornings I can get off anywhere from 3:30 to 4:30, usually more like 4:30.
That sounds like a 14-hour day you had yesterday.
My limit is 14 hours. I'm not supposed to work any more than that.
That still makes for some long days, particularly if you're riding, if you're sitting behind the wheel and on the road that length of time. Fortunately, you're not driving that entire 14-hour period.
Legally, can only drive 11 hours total, but I don't drive that much. The nice thing about this route is it's broken up. I go to Granger, and I may have to wait 30, 40 minutes, and, you know, I can take my time building a set that I got to pull out of there, and I get to Spartanburg, I just drop them, bobtail back to Greenville, I have to sit and wait on a load. There's always, you know, people to talk to, something like that, and then the drive to Atlanta is only, you know, 2 hours, 2.5 hours at the longest, unless there's traffic, but so it works out really well. It breaks it up, and it makes the night go by fast.
Sure it does. I'm sure it does. Well, you be careful out there on the road tonight. I guess you're not in your truck yet. You're just on the way to the terminal, right?
I just left the house a little bit ago. I feel like I'm running behind. I think I'll make it.
Well, it's just 4:45 right now, so you've got 45 minutes to be there.
Less traffic backed up somewhere on Whitehorse or 85.
Yeah, well, you be careful out there tonight. Keep your eyes on the road. Keep it between the ditches, as they say.
Yeah, I will do my best. I appreciate that. You have a great weekend. It was really good to hear you tonight. WU2TN4ZLK Mobile.
Okay, well, my day gets to start at 6 in the morning because I have to be at the food bank at before 7:30 and to help start getting stuff set up for the food we'll hand out tomorrow. Talk to you later. N4ZLK, WU2T Clear.